Malaysia's government on Tuesday agreed to release some 35,000 imported Bibles seized by customs officials amid a dispute over their use of the word Allah as a translation for God. The decision was a major step by the Muslim-dominated government to soothe frustrations among religious minorities. Last week, Malaysia's main Christian group said it was fed up with authorities' refusal to allow the distribution of Malay language Bibles as the court case continues on whether non-Muslims have the constitutional right to use Allah. Father Lawrence Andrew is the editor of the Malaysian Catholic weekly Herald. He said that in a development on Wednesday, another government minister is trying to reinstate the block on some of the Bibles.
The situation remains with the stay order that they gained after we won the case. And so even in our weekly, we cannot use the word Allah. So that is the situation. Now, when it comes to this Bible, which contains the word Allah, they have impounded it because it contained the word Allah. And then because there were lots of comments, there were lots of protests from the Christian communities, they revised their approach to the whole use of the Bible, prohibiting the Bible for use by Christians by saying that they can use it. Only yesterday, the minister in the Prime Minister's department said that that the Bible will be released and for Christian use only. And now they have changed the tune. Now, although this minister in the Prime Minister's department has said that it can be, the minister who is in charge of law unofficially in the cabinet says that the Bibles, the 30,000 copies of the Bibles for Sarawak could be released, but the 5,000 copies that are in Port Klang, that is in Peninsula Malaysia, cannot be released because they remain illegal. Why? Because in Selangor, where Port Klang is, there is a state enactment that prohibits the use of the word Allah by non-Muslims. And this is illogical at this moment. The state enactment is there, but it goes against the federal constitution. And therefore, it is a subsidiary law that contradicts the constitution. On top of that, there is an Internal Security Act, which covers the whole country, and it stated that the Christians can use the Bible provided they have the word for Christians only. So legally, we Christians can have the Bible, but they are now putting restrictions because of the fear that this will confuse Muslims. The argument is still the same as we had in court, and it is really baseless. Now, all of this only points to one thing. This is the only way, by creating uneasiness among the Muslim population in the country, they could create a kind of a conflict or confrontation between Muslims and non-Muslims, and then a different kind of law can come in force, and then they can continue to rule. I think it is a question of who rules the country now. There is going to be a state elections in Sarawak, and so the Bible issue is very important. If the Bible is not released, they will vote against the government, and therefore the government will fall. So they are trying to salvage that position, but at the same time, they want to say the rest of the country cannot have it. So it is a kind of in a state where this state enactments have not been enacted. They say that they can use it in states in Peninsula Malaysia where the majority of Muslims, they say the non-Muslims cannot use the word Allah. So this is going on, and ultimately I'm also seeing the Jasmine Revolution that has started in the Middle East is having a kind of an impact on our leadership here too. They're a bit also nervous. So there is a kind of a polarization to subdue any other opposing views.
Now, this has been the cause of violence in the past between Christians and Muslims. Have you seen any violence recently due to these latest developments?
No. And I must say the violence that took place early last year was a kind of an engineered violence. It was created by people who belong to the party. Because there are photos of on TV screens or pictures on TV screens where the majority of the people who protested were the youth leaders of the ruling party.
Those are all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, there is one more. Now, they are saying that there are facts to the importance of the Bible, a letter stating that they must have the Bible stamped, saying it is for Christians, and that it should also be accompanied by a serial number, which means the Bible will be numbered. So if we have 5,000 Bibles, there will be a numbering of 1 to 5,000. And so people will know that 5,000 Bibles have been released. Now, this is kind of becoming a control item, you know, and this is persecution. This is restricting the freedom of people to use to purchase Bible and so on. It's just why should our Bibles be numbered? It's violating our fundamental rights. People can say, oh, well, numbering doesn't mean anything. Yes, but then it is a way of controlling us so that they can say, okay, we are not going to number this, and then that's it. And then we will be in our fixed position.